高三英语高考练习一。
1. Listening Comprehension. Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and question about it, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. It is a wonderful night. Shall we have some champagne?
Not if you expect me to drive you home.
Question. Where does the conversation probably take place? $100 to fix my air conditioner? I thought you said you could do it for half the price.
I did, but it seemed that it was not the problem with the plug. The major part inside the machine went wrong.
Question, how much should the woman pay the man? $3. Hi, I have a tourist map. But I still can't find the main entrance to the palace.
Oh, it is an old map. Follow me. I am going that way myself.
Question, what is the man going to do? $4. It is so hot here in summer.
Hot? This is nothing compared with what I experienced in Hong Kong last year.
Question, what does the man mean?
$5. I wish I had seen the comedy in person.
Had I known that, I would have given you the ticket.
Question, what can we infer from the conversation?
$6. Jack, how do you feel about life at college this year?
Much the same as the last.
Question, what does Jack mean?
$7. Did you attend a lecture by the Oscar-winning director last night?
Yes, he shared his life experience with us. No wonder he has achieved something so remarkable.
Question, what can we learn about the lecturer? $8. Our neighborhood is going to have a park soon.
It is about time. I don't know why it has taken so long.
Question, what is the woman's opinion about the park? $9. I don't feel like going out. Why don't we just stay at home and watch TV?
Come on. You promised to take me out for dinner and to the theater on our wedding anniversary.
Question. What do we learn from the conversation? $10. Congratulations on your success in the marathon. Few people in their late 40s would even take up such a huge challenge.
Thank you. It's a new record for me.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation?
Section B. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages and 1 longer conversation. And you'll be asked several questions on each of them. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the question will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
TED, which is short for Technology, Entertainment, Design, is a media organization which posts talks online for free distribution under the slogan Ideas Worth Spreading. TED was founded in February 1984 as a conference, which has been held annually since 1990. TED's early emphasis was technology and design, consistent with its Silicon Valley origins, but it has since broadened its focus to include talks on many scientific, cultural, and academic topics. You might think their success has to do with the quality of the speakers, and that's partially true, but the main reason extends much deeper. There is another factor that you never see on camera or while sitting back in the auditorium. TED make their events interesting because the organizers are interesting. They select interesting themes, interesting speakers, and interesting audiences. According to Laura Stein, the founder and director of TED, the TED philosophy consists of one sentence. It is about simplified storytelling. TED is a powerful event because the organizers and staff don't do it for the money or the fame. They do it to make a difference, and they are doing it out of passion. Another main ingredient involves careful selection of the audience. One San Diego organizer of TED says, "We have an audience submission chart. We want the right types of people in the room to be able to listen and engage with our content, and we'll actively promote those kinds of conversations on a regular basis."
Now listen again, please.
TED, which is short for Technology, Entertainment, Design, is a media organization which posts talks online for free distribution under the slogan Ideas Worth Spreading. TED was founded in February 1984 as a conference, which has been held annually since 1990. TED's early emphasis was technology and design, consistent with its Silicon Valley origins, but it has since broadened its focus to include talks on many scientific, cultural, and academic topics. You might think their success has to do with the quality of the speakers, and that's partially true, but the main reason extends much deeper. There is another factor that you never see on camera or while sitting back in the auditorium. TED make their events interesting because the organizers are interesting. They select interesting themes, interesting speakers, and interesting audiences. According to Laura Stein, the founder and director of TED, the TED philosophy consists of one sentence. It is about simplified storytelling. TED is a powerful event because the organizers and staff don't do it for the money or the fame. They do it to make a difference, and they are doing it out of passion. Another main ingredient involves careful selection of the audience. One San Diego organizer of TED says, "We have an audience submission chart. We want the right types of people in the room to be able to listen and engage with our content, and we'll actively promote those kinds of conversations on a regular basis."
Questions 11. What was TED's early emphasis?
Which of the following statements is not true?
13. What is the passage mainly about?
14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
Born to a model mom and a suit maker dad, I had fashion in my blood. I always had a strong desire to dress in a certain way and to stand out from the crowd. I made my own toys when I was a young child and sewed my first skirt at just 10 years old. In high school, I started making my own clothes, mostly changing other things, because I never liked anything how it was when I bought it. During the last 2 years of school, I worked part-time for a small business that made hand-painted silk clothing and bags. The owner became the teacher who got me into design in the first place. Another useful bit of work experience then came when I worked at a showroom during Fashion Week and found it very exciting. From there, I worked at a top clothing store while I got my business started. Every morning I jumped out of bed, went to my studio, and worked on my projects. This just showed how enthusiastic I felt about my work. And at night, I even dreamed of new designs. Fashion design is functional art. What I mean is that it's something close to you and something you can touch and feel and actually interact with. My advice to any young person who wants to be a fashion designer is to get the basic skills early on, such as sewing and pattern making. Even if you end up specializing, it's really important to understand all aspects of design in order to make high-quality clothes. I passionately believe that the right clothing can make people feel better and give them more confidence.
Now listen again, please.
Born to a model mom and a suit maker dad, I had fashion in my blood. I always had a strong desire to dress in a certain way and to stand out from the crowd. I made my own toys when I was a young child and sewed my first skirt at just 10 years old. In high school, I started making my own clothes, mostly changing other things, because I never liked anything how it was when I bought it. During the last 2 years of school, I worked part-time for a small business that made hand-painted silk clothing and bags. The owner became the teacher who got me into design in the first place. Another useful bit of work experience then came when I worked at a showroom during Fashion Week and found it very exciting. From there, I worked at a top clothing store while I got my business started. Every morning I jumped out of bed, went to my studio, and worked on my projects. This just showed how enthusiastic I felt about my work. And at night, I even dreamed of new designs. Fashion design is functional art. What I mean is that it's something close to you and something you can touch and feel and actually interact with. My advice to any young person who wants to be a fashion designer is to get the basic skills early on, such as sewing and pattern making. Even if you end up specializing, it's really important to understand all aspects of design in order to make high-quality clothes. I passionately believe that the right clothing can make people feel better and give them more confidence.
Questions. 14. What did the speaker do in her high school?
Fifteen. What advice does the speaker give to those who want to be fashion designers?
Sixteen. According to the speaker, what outcome will those well-designed clothes bring about? 17 through 20 are based on the following longer conversation.
Hello, Trinity College. Can I help you?
Hello. I am a new student. I know you have 26 residence halls, and I am wondering whether I should live on campus.
Actually, almost all Trinity students live on campus. We are proud of our supportive and active residential community. Students regard it as their real home during the four life-changing years.
Can I choose the residence hall I like?
Of course. Maybe I can give you some advice. Where are you from, and what is your major?
I am from India, majoring in medicine.
Then, meals. Do you want to cook for yourself, or have all your meals provided? That is, full board.
Is there something in between?
Yes, you can just have evening meals provided, which is half board.
I prefer half board.
Could you tell me your interests? It might help us get a closer match for placing you in a particular hall.
I love theater, and I enjoy sports, especially badminton.
In that case, I recommend Summit Towers to you. It offers half board and is close to the gymnasium. As far as I know, several members of the Drama Society live there.
Sounds great.
Wherever you live, you will find high-speed internet connection, TV lounges, study spaces, and endless opportunities to make personal connections with classmates from different countries.
Thanks a lot. I will send in the application as soon as possible.
Now listen again, please. Hello, Trinity College. Can I help you?
Hello. I am a new student. I know you have 26 residence halls, and I am wondering whether I should live on campus.
Actually, almost all Trinity students live on campus. We are proud of our supportive and active residential community. Students regard it as their real home during the 4 life-changing years.
Can I choose the residence hall I like?
Of course. Maybe I can give you some advice. Where are you from, and what is your major?
I am from India, majoring in medicine.
Then, meals. Do you want to cook for yourself, or have all your meals provided? That is, full board.
Is there something in between?
Yes, you can just have evening meals provided, which is half board.
I prefer half board.
Could you tell me your interests? It might help us get a closer match for placing you in a particular hall.
I love theater, and I enjoy sports, especially badminton.
In that case, I recommend Summit Towers to you. It offers half board and is close to the gymnasium. As far as I know, several members of the Drama Society live there.
Sounds great.
Wherever you live, you will find high-speed internet connection, TV lounges, study spaces, and endless opportunities to make personal connections with classmates from different countries.
Thanks a lot. I will send in the application as soon as possible.
Questions. 17. What is the student's major?
What will Summit Towers offer to its residents?
19. Which of the following statements about Summit Towers is true?
20. What is the passage mainly about?